Hello, Liam Horan here with the Spannanrobe GAA Club audio boo for today, November 26, 2013. A few things happening this weekend. Our club AGM takes place on Friday night in the Taku venue, which is upstairs over the Credit Union. It's a separate building to the left of the Credit Union, most of you will know it anyway. We're there at 8 o'clock on Friday night and all members are urged to attend. We play Castlebar Mitchells in our final league game of the season on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Flanagan Park. We are fighting relegation, as you know, and it's not fully in our hands, but if we win, we strengthen our position. And that's at 1 o'clock in Flanagan Park in Ballinrobe on Sunday, and referee is Declan Corcoran from Island 80, so all supporters are asked to come out to attend that. We'd like to extend deepest sympathy to the Welsh family in the Neil and all the Neil GAA Club on the tragic death of Dara Welsh in a traffic accident in Qatar late last week. Dara's a member of the Neil team that won the Mayo Junior Championship last year, and very well known locally, would have played football with the school here and also against our club on many occasions. He just recently relocated in Qatar and started training with the local GAA team last Tuesday night, so it's a very tragic death. And the Welsh family, of course, are a very strong name in the Neil GAA for many, many years. Dara's father, Jerry, is the chairman of the Neil GAA Club at the moment, and his mother, Miriam, is a former ladies footballer and also heavily involved in the promotion of ladies football, and worked also as a full-time coach, so would have worked with a lot of our players as well over the years. So really, it's an unspeakable tragedy, and everybody in Ballinrobe GAA Club extends our deepest sympathy to the Neil GAA Club. It's been a very difficult few weeks in the South Mayo GAA community. We lost Alan Feely from Clamorris as well, just recently, in a sudden death as well. And it's very, very hard, I suppose, to see young players who are still very active in the prime of their lives, taken from us so cruelly. So may they both rest in peace. And I'm sure there'll be a very large Ballinrobe attendance at the funeral ceremonies for Dara Welsh, which have yet to be announced. That's it. Thank you very much. More on Ballinrobe GAA Club and ballinrobegaaclub.com. Thank you.